we're going to ask Sister Baker and Sister Davis, if she's here, to come to our altar, please.
I will ask my brother, Deacon Robinson, to help me, please. Praise the Lord, my big brother in the Lord. Now, what did I do with that?
So did I. So did you.
I know that's right.
Great surprise.
We're so grateful today for how the Lord has blessed us to come together. Praise the Lord and all my beautiful guests. Malacca just makes me happy in my soul.
Thank the Lord.
Y'all know what this is about.
Uh-huh.
Church work.
Oh, yeah.
Praise the Lord. So you that can do, come on and do. I was asking my members on my club for $5, which some gave. Praise the Lord. And those of you that don't have, come get what you have, and let's get on and have a good time in the Lord.
Because right.
Some more good things is coming.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Uh-huh. And I've been using Shasta for my usher, but Brother William, you can take over.
This is the church
of God in Christ.
This is the church of God in Christ.
Thank you.
3241.
3241. But we have so many other people that was nice to us, so we want to read their name and let you see what our neighbors done. Velma Baker, $1. Audrey Baker, $1. Florence Baker, $1. Teresita Session, $1. Arbel Fold, $5. Ellen Sister Cave, $2. Jane Jackson, $2.70. And Reverend Urban Ross, $3. A little bit more here. Ms. Amanda Childs, $3. Ms. Henrietta Ivins, $1. Sister Davis, $5. Sister and Brother Hosea Jones, $2. Sister William, Odessa William, $2. Sister Dawson, $1. Brother Reed, Sister Reed, $5 together. Mr. Willie Baker, $1. Dorothine Baker, $2. Okay.
Beside that other. Okay. Well, that's
$71. Oh, my God. Okay, you got it.
$71. Now we got back straight. You know how the old folks are. They get brain, get tangled up.
I know that. I know how that is.
Bow our head and pray, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Oh, thank
you. We thank you, Father, gathering together. And, oh, God, we thank you how you woke up us this morning in our right mind. Give us our use of our limb. And as I heard the preacher say, some saw yesterday, but they didn't see the day. But you blessed us and you kept us and preserved us and held in the hollow of your hand.
Yes.
Thank you for reading for your health and strength. Oh, God, we can't give you nothing but praise. Hallelujah.
Thank God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you today
for
your many blessings that you stole upon us day by day. Thank you for the givers.
Yes.
And don't desire to give. Oh God, because it's for your purpose. Oh God, improve your house. Thank you, my God, for everything that you've done for us. Thank you for the givers. And bless them some 30, some 60, 100 fold. We ask this blessing in Jesus' precious name.
Thank you, Carmen, for whatever you gave. I said, Baker was saying, Now, we just gave you part one, you know, just a few minutes ago. But the dynamite is yet to come.
Yeah.
All right. Dynamite is yet to come. And to start it off, we have a solo by Terrence Richardson. Let's give him a hand.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Tonight. I'm not originally from Church of God in Christ. I see out here in Auburn Mission Church of God by faith. I'm a member there. I'm a member of holiness. I'm brought up in holiness. But I left and I came back.
Praise God.
The other thing I love how you drew me back, because I look back on where I was going, I see so many young men just like me in Palatka, Florida, that are blind and that they are lost. And the Lord has let me be a light to them. He allowed me in that shape at one time. But unfortunately, I was lucky to be drawn back to Christ. So I ask y'all to pray my help and strength for the Lord.
Song and runs for my life. You know, if any of us that have been, you know, ran track or anything like that, we know that, you know, this Christian race is not a race of strength. You know, some people just want to run 100 yards, 200 yards and stop. So this Christian race is about endurance. You got to be a mile. You got to be able to run a long time. And that's what he's talking about. You say he's running for a long time. Thank you for that.
Thank the Lord.
Conclude our program. We'll have a selection by the musicians.
Praise the Lord.
Conclude our program.
Thank God.
Thank you.
That concludes our program. Now we'll have, this is a space for somebody that, you know, remarks or anything like that. And after the remarks from our visitors, then we'll turn the service.
I praise the Lord today for everything that's been for. We had a beautiful master ceremony for today, didn't we?
Thank
you. So wonderful. I just enjoyed myself. You know, when we first come in, I was a little shaky. It didn't look like, you know, it was going to come out all right. But I feel good now.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I feel good. Good for our guests.
Yes.
Reverend Ross over there and all these faces, I feel good.
Thank the Lord.
And I thank God for it. Thank God even for the offering, praise the Lord. Now, we have another young lady here, but I'm not going to introduce her. I'm going to let the preacher take care of the pulpit and her. She wants to let you know who she is and what she's doing. So I'm going to give over now to the pulpit, and I thank God for every one of you. I love you.
Oh, yeah.
She really helped me today.
Thank the Lord. Praise God.
Praise
the Lord.
Praise the Lord. We thank God today.
Oh, yeah.
How y'all feel?
Hallelujah.
That's fine.
Hallelujah. You're good.
Yeah.
I feel good.
Praise God.
Oh, yeah.
We thank God today for Jesus. Out of all I've heard today, if I had to say something to you, I would have to tell you something about Jesus.
All right.
He paid the price.
Yes,
praise God for us. And out of all the songs and out of all the words, if I had to talk to you, I would have to tell you something about Jesus. Jesus is the answer to the world's problem today. We have so many things going on around us till a lot of us are shaking. Praise God. And we don't know where to turn. But I tell you today, if you only turn to Jesus and let him take the hope and solve the problem, everything will be all right. Praise God. This is what it's all about. We're not here this afternoon just to raise money, but we're here to glorify the name of the Lord. Praise God. And we thank God today for how he has blessed. He has blessed in a mighty way. God has met us here, and he's here right now. Praise God. I sat there, and as they were going forth, I said, well, they better watch out. The coffee is in the cup.
That's right.
And they pouring the sugar in. And if they don't watch out, something's going to go to stirring after a while. Can you feel it?
Yeah.
God is all right.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Tell him thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Jesus is
there. Oh, yes. Yes.
Praise God. There's no need for us to try to solve the problem. All we can do is pray.
That's right.
And tell Jesus about it.
Right.
Praise God, because he comes to save men from their sin.
Right.
And sin is the problem.
Praise the Lord.
You have sin everywhere.
Oh, yes.
And this is what's going on today.
My Lord.
Praise God. But the Bible says, if my people which are called by my name, praise God.
Yeah.
If you humble yourself, praise God.
Hallelujah.
And if you would turn from your way.
Yeah, just turn.
If you would just turn.
Well,
but we are so stiff-necked today till we can't leave our way alone. Praise God. We just got to hold on to that old thing way back here.
Yes.
But if you turn from your way and just turn, to the way of the Lord. Praise God. After the pestilence is in the land and out of all that would happen, he said, if you would just do it, said, I'll hear from heaven.
Yeah.
And I'll hear your name.
Yes,
if you'll come back to me.
Yes.
Today, if America would turn back to Jesus, where it all started, praise God, all the things that's going when they, praise God, was to be thrown in the fiery furnace. Mm-hmm. They didn't kneel and they didn't bow to nothing.
Lord,
they stood back and held on to Jesus.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. Mm-hmm. If you throw me in the fire, I'm going to hold on to Jesus.
Oh, yes.
But I want you to know, praise God, when they threw him in the fire.
Yes.
The one that threw him in the fire.
Yes.
The fire consumed them.
That's right.
But they went in the fire, praise God.
Uh-huh.
And they was all right.
Oh, yeah.
Because they had Jesus in the fire with them.
Yes.
Somebody said it wasn't hot. But if the fire wasn't hot, why did it do something to them that opened that door and threw them in there?
Yeah.
I said, if you got Jesus, you got it all.
Yeah.
You got what you need.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
We thank God today.
Hallelujah.
I say again, if I had to talk about you today, I would have to tell you about Jesus. Because Jesus paid the price.
Oh, yeah.
Praise God. Now we have here, praise the Lord, a visitor with us, and we're going to give away to her,
mm-hmm.
and after her we'll hear from Reverend Ross and minister here.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God, I believe he must come to be a minister after I was over there, I reckon.
Praise the Lord.
God is a good God.
Hallelujah.
God is a good God.
Yes.
Praise God. And here we'll give away our visitor. We'll hear from her.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you so much. I feel especially lucky to be here today because I just happened to run into Sister Baker yesterday. I was asking her about services at Mount Moriah. She said, come to our service. We're having a program tomorrow. So I did. I took her advice and I came and I'm so glad I did. I'm down here. I'm from North Carolina and I'm down here working for the Florida Folklife Office. It's over in White Springs. And part of what they're doing, they have a special program going where they record church services, they record all kinds of gospel music and other things too. They record stories, take pictures, and make films of things that people do every day to worship and to work. And this is part of that program, making this tape. And it'll go into a library in White Springs up by Live Oak. And one day, if little Jasmine over there, if she grows up and wants to know what this service is like, or if her great-grandchildren say, great-grandma, what was it like when you were worshiping? She can come over to that, to the library, and listen to this tape. So, thank you so much for having me today. I really enjoyed it.
Praise the Lord.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Amen. I said to you, you haven't heard nothing yet. And your eyes. We'd like for you to come back.
Praise the Lord.
Sure enough, when the power is full.
Glory to God. Praise God.
Yes.
That baby. Glory to God. Thank you. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Yes,
praise
God.
We
Jesus.
Thank God for you today.
Oh,
and we're going to first hear from our Reverend Ross.
Praise the Lord.
He's our visitor today. I went to the house. You know, devil is so busy.
Yeah.
I went to the
so warm and everything. And I thought about it. I said, now, I done made a promise that I was coming back to the house of the Lord this afternoon. And it's so bad if we make a promise and don't keep it. Your word means so much.
Yes,
and more especially, praise God, when you say you're a child of God, and if you don't keep your word, then there's something wrong there.
Right.
You got to keep your word. And I said to myself, I said, now I'm going back. Praise God, because I am a child of God, and more especially, I have made my promise. I gave her my word. And glory, hallelujah, I'm glad I did.
That's right.
Praise
good thing,
and to see how the young man here said that he had come recently, he come to accept the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
Now that's a
wonderful
thing. It was himself. Young people beating us old people coming to Jesus. Praise God. It's a truth.
Yeah.
It's a truth. There's so many times that we find, and it used to be a time that the older people would come and lead the way for the younger people. But now, you look around. Praise God, the young people is leading the old people to Jesus. Yes. And it's wonderful. Jesus letting us know that you cannot do what you're supposed to do. I have somebody to come.
Oh, yeah.
And my work going on.
That's right.
Praise God, hallelujah.
That's
I certainly
right.
enjoyed it, as I both said. And I ask you all to pray for me that I will continue working for Jesus. Because of the minister said already this afternoon, he is the way.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Lord bless you.
Truly, I give honor to Jesus today, who is the end of my life again. I just thank God for being in the midst of his people one more time, praise God. Up to this present year, 1985, that the Lord have kept us alive. Praise God, with a portion of our health and strength. Praise God. I thank God, praise God, because he called me to preach his word, praise God. Without sugarcoating this word, praise God. Preach it in season and out of season.
Yeah.
When they want to hear it, when they don't want to hear it.
Yes.
Preach it anyway, cry loud and spare not.
Yes.
Praise God. It's time to show people their transgression.
Yes.
Praise God. It's time to show people, praise God, that Jesus is the way.
Yes.
It's time for people to come out of the world, praise God, and live for Jesus.
Yes.
Because God is soon to come.
Yes.
Like I hear the missionary say, it's late in the evening.
Yes.
The sun is almost going down.
Yes.
God is soon to come.
Oh, yes.
He said, "Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me."
Yes.
And if you're not doing nothing when he comes, praise God, too bad for you.
Yes.
Praise God, it's time to work while it's day.
Yes.
Because when night comes,